game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is January 19th, 2017. Slim, we don't have time for frilly nillies for random tangents today. No time to talk about how you picked the wrong Raptors point guard for the 30 point challenge.
Yeah, I didn't know which one was getting rested on which game against the worst team in the league.
You should have thought of that.
Well, it might have been DeRozan. Maybe he just, you know, listened to the podcast, figured which one I went with, and, you know, sat that one. Yeah. I don't know.
My voice cracked really high right there. I already have a high pitch, especially for my size. It's funny. I don't know. People tell me that my voice sounds higher on the podcast than it does in person. I hope that's true.
Okay. Maybe mess with that bass level a little bit. Get yourself a little added oomph.
I like that idea. You know, if we were a professional enough podcast where I had audio tracks for all the people and stuff, I could mess with it. But we're not professional at all. Yeah, but we're going to have a little bit of a shorter show today. I had some things on the schedule, so we'll try to move quick. Real quick, though, Slim, for the Super Bowl, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Those guys.
Come on. You know who's in it, at least.
Whoever beats the Patriots, that's who I'm rooting for.
Okay. You think the Packers are going to keep the streak going? They're unstoppable.
Yeah, that was a good one. That game was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the only game I watched almost all of in the playoffs. I get so tuned out of NFL playoffs that the Panthers aren't in it.
Okay, I guess I'm the same way.
Yeah, you guys had a tough challenge to go into Pittsburgh. Those Steelers were playing.
Most of the Miami fans around here are kind of, they're satisfied with what happened, just making it, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Although the Steelers are playing pretty dirty that game.
He was a first-year head coach, so that kind of was almost fired after four games or whatever.
That's true. That's true. He did survive that. So back to basketball on today's show. Got a big injury to react to. I'm sure everyone listening knows who that is already. But we'll talk about some possible adds on his team and otherwise that can help fill in the void. Preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. And then with what time we have left, we'll wrap up the week with a look at what we've been watching at the movies and a fantasy movie league update.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready for the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad news?
Yeah, it's not really breaking news, but yeah.
At this point now. Chris Paul's going to have thumb surgery. He'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. It'll be at least 2 months before he can hitchhike again. That's what the doctor said. I kind of called this in my daily notes. I said thumb injuries always scare me because I feel like every bad thumb sprain or thumb jamming is that dumb ligament in your thumb. Everyone's having thumb surgery these days.
Everyone just willy-nilly?
Yeah, they should just reconstruct everyone's thumbs if they're going to be professional athletes. You got like who has a bunch of people in baseball got that. J.R. Smith had to get it, but he broke his thumb too. So
all right, yeah. While you're at it, just take everybody's hamate bone out when they're like 3 years old, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. If they're a pitcher, just re-sew up that Tommy John.
That should be required out of high school, right?
Yeah.
Your senior year, you get Tommy John.
Make these athletes more machine now than man. I love that.
Yeah, I got it. I needed one more line. I know you have more than that.
What other line did it need than that?
I don't know. You finished strong with the quote, but...
Oh.
I think you didn't dive in from the beginning.
Oh, that's all the quote needs, in my opinion. Yeah. Anyway, with Chris Paul out, are you adding Roly Poly?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I did in all the RCLs I could. I did, I think preemptively, as I mentioned in the article, in the one league where I owned Chris Paul, as soon as Paul, It wasn't like right away, but as soon as Paul had the injury tag, I could slip him out and get in Raymond Felton real quick.
Yeah, I checked both of them, all of my 12 team leagues, and yeah, both Felton and Rivers were gone.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm less enthused. I know Rivers played well for a few games with Paul out. I mean, they really had nothing on offense. I don't know, which would, in a complete vacuum, Raymond Felton or Austin Rivers while Chris Paul's out?
I mean, I went Rivers last time. I don't really see it changing too much.
Well, the thing for me is, when is Blake Griffin due back? It's like fairly soon, right? They showed.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be big time when he gets back, 5 assists a game kind of thing.
Exactly. Well, that's why I think Austin Rivers is going to lose a lot of touches, because he can't really shoot threes. He's going to need, like, drive and take mid-range and stuff. That's all Blake's going to do. I think Felton's going to be pretty consistent. It won't be great, but be okay.
Okay. I think they maybe when Blake gets back, they both kind of eat into each other's minutes.
Raymond Felton does do a lot of eating.
It hasn't been too bad lately.
Yeah, he's looking good.
I don't know. Rivers is going to outscore him by quite a bit.
Probably, but his percents will be worse. We've talked about his free throw percentage being an issue. I could see Felton having a better turnover, less turnovers. He's at 1.1 turnovers this year. It's a 2.3 assist, but still, it's a low turnover rate.
Okay. He's been okay with the... Rivers shooting threes hasn't been terrible. At least lately, it's about 1.5 a game or so.
Hasn't been terrible. That's always what you want to hear.
1.5 a game is completely reasonable.
Oh, that's more than I thought. I thought he was closer
to 1. Turnovers are high, though. Actually, he's got more turnovers than Felton.
I know. That's what I was saying, that Felton's going to win the turnover. Okay.
I guess. I'm glad I don't have either one. Is that a good thing?
I think Felton's going to be a good back-end usable kind of
guy. What are we
guy.
Talking about? 6 to 8 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
8 weeks would be March, middle of March.
Yeah, no YL spots. It's tough to hold him.
Chris Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
You probably have to try.
I mean, if you're in the bottom third of a league that, you know, half the teams are getting in, then you probably let him go.
Yeah,
or you trade him for nothing.
That's what I was about to say. Try to trade him to the 1 or 2 seed for something.
Yeah, even if you make that team better, I don't, you know. Having a great team that doesn't make the playoffs is pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, agree. Sticking with L.A., and this is near and dear to my heart, let's start the madness. The Zubac madness. Z, oh, I'm doing the Z thing with my hands, like they did for... Zubek for Duke, I think. Well, that guy was a clown.
Of course he was. He played for Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We liked... I don't know how to pronounce his first name.
Oh, you can pronounce this one. Actually, it could have a lot of... It could.
There's a lot of ways to go with that.
It could have, like, the CH
sound.
It could be Zubach, too. I don't know. Is it like a Divach? I don't know. Is that even how you say Divach?
You didn't watch the Denver Lakers game?
Was that a real question?
You're listening to it, I guess.
But yeah, in that Denver game, has this breakout. 11 points, 13 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and 3 blocks in 26 minutes. 5 of 11 from the field. They'll play again tonight against the Pacers. Be interested to see how many minutes he gets.
You had him ranked, what, like 150, and people were getting pretty upset about it.
Were people really getting that upset? I think people were just kind of laughing.
They called it ridiculous, I think, something similar.
That's okay. I mean, it kind of was because, you know, he didn't play almost at all till now, but now it's looking pretty good if he plays the rest of the year.
He might have been the best player in summer league.
Yep, and I'm trying to pull up his... His D-League stats. Do you have it up by chance?
It's a little bit of something, a little bit of, not the greatest. So 15.5 points, 9.5 boards, 1.3 assists, 0.15 steals, 1 block in 30 minutes and 13 games.
That's not that bad. And the big thing,
you know, you got the free throws.
That's where I was going. Yeah, that's the big thing. Is he's a big man that makes free throws and can make a big volume of them if he gets a lot of touches in the paint.
It was 13 games. He was 4-for-11 from downtown too. So really? That'll be part of his game eventually.
Man,
but he also is what's that? 3.23 turnovers. That's not good.
It's a D league.
I mean, it's D league. They're going crazy, but still. That's probably, I mean, a 15-9 is probably, I wouldn't go higher than that, even with a bunch of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, shooting shot. Oh, I'm going to, 57.8% from the field in this D-League stint there, too. It's going to be a high percentage guy. I mean, this is like Valanciunas, except for maybe less points because he's not quite the scorer.
Yeah, the volume's less.
And
so.
Probably better D stats? The same?
Yeah, he should be a shot blocker.
I mean, and Valanciunas isn't playing big minutes, and he gets right now. I'm not saying Zubac's going to come and play 26 minutes here on out, you know, without fail. No. I'm just saying if he did, I mean, and Valanciunas ranks out and Roto ranks at like 50, even when he's playing 25, 26 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty similar, I guess. But there's definitely blocks upside for Zubac.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. Would you add him in any 12ers?
Okay, so I looked, and both the RCLs, he was at 2% owned and gone in both.
That sounds like grass ball leagues to me.
And then the 250 league, he wasn't owned this morning. That would be a negative, still unowned.
Interesting. You don't have any drops in that league, though. Your team is stacked.
No. Well, I got Steven Adams and Gary Harris, who neither one have the injury tag, so I'm kind of waiting on that.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah, if one of those get it, then I'm picking up Zubac.
Interesting. I have a team here. Will you vamp for me? I need to check and be sure he's not. I have one team where I need a big, but other than that, I love Zubac more than anyone. I was pimping him harder than I think the Zubac family.
he's up to 6% owned now.
I know.
I have a league with two centers that I've had for the entire year. One of them being Adams now out with the concussion, but yeah, I really wanted him in that league. I couldn't believe 2% owned and he's gone.
Ooh, look at that. I got an Adam. I need a big man on this team, and I was streaming CJ Miles for some threes. Boom. Move made.
Yeah. Number one ad in this league is Ron Baker. Oh, wait, that's...
Oh, who?
That's a 20-team league.
What league is that?
Well, there's only one league.
I know. Ricky Rubio... He's been kind of good lately. You see all the free throws he made the other night? It was like 13 or 14 or something like that.
Okay. That's odd.
Hacker Rubio.
You got, 10 points in 5 out of the last 6. That's not nothing. Those steals really came back.
Yeah, he's at, 14 the last 5 games, so almost 3 a game. Yeah, 13 to 14 free throws the last game.
Not a single 3 in the past 7.
Yeah, cannot make threes to save his life, but he can't make a jumper to save his life either.
He is such an annoying player. Now you got the report that they're actively shopping him again.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I mean, Dunn is not ready, but is Minnesota winning? Last I checked, they were terrible.
I don't know. This might sound a little crazy, but if they move him, I think they might try to do LaVine at point guard again.
No, they already said. Somebody already said it. I can't remember who. Somebody said going to be Dunn. Dunn is their point guard of the future. It's going to happen.
Okay.
LaVine is a shooter. They want him to be a shooter. Don't think about passing. Shoot the ball.
You're probably right. I just think he could be a good point guard. Because what they do with his rotation is they play him the first 6-7 minutes and then put him in at the start of the second quarter and again at the 3-4. And he gets a lot of usage, even with Dunn on the floor at those.
Yeah, I don't think they trust Dunn with the ball in his hands very much either.
Yeah, so maybe LaVine will still get high usage even if he's the quote-unquote shooting guard if they move Rubio. But anyway,
usage has nothing to do with assists. That's just turnovers and shots.
Yeah, That's true. All right. Brandon Ingram. Maybe I should have gone from Zubac to Ingram, but I actually was I just Googled Brangram. I just combined his name while I was Googling too fast. He had a good game his last time out. I know you love your Brandon Ingram.
I like, you know, he doesn't fit every team. Those free throws are not going to get better.
Yeah.
Not yet. You know, not yet. And the field goal percent, you know, he had that little stretch, but that's kind of passed. What, Dang is out? Dang is out for how long?
Yeah, indefinitely with a wrist. It's not looking good for Dang. My healthy REL team, I was like, Dang! No, too easy.
No, Dang.
Too easy. But yeah, 15-5-4 with three steals this last game for Ingram. I don't know.
Yeah, no way he should be unowned anywhere. Like, well, you know, Aiders, I guess, whatever that is.
Oh, come on. How can you roster him in a 10-team league with your boyfriend, like, Gary Harris available?
Well, he's injured, so you just take him, you put him on your... it's not fair. You can't compare two guys that were... Wasn't there somebody else in this conversation?
It probably was Josh Richardson before, but he's obviously out now. There's no way you can own Brandon Ingram in a 10-er. There's not enough room. And 12-ers, if you need, I don't even, what would you need?
You have to be, well, a scorer.
Scoring, yeah, I guess. Looking.
And
at,
if you, you know, this is a free throw punt, you know, he does not fit every team.
Yeah, but what does he bring to a free throw punt? He doesn't get a ton of steals.
No, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of a young, just the stat line, of a young Chandler Parsons.
I mean, the free throw, shoots threes, kinda.
Not a big, you know, steals and blocks guy, but chips in.
Yeah, the assist. Nice. Okay, I can see it. I just think Parsons is so much better, although that has improved right this year.
Parsons also had 4 years in college.
Okay. I can buy that a little bit. I just don't see how he helps a free throw punt team, because if you're free throw punting, that means your rebound should be good. That's something he's okay at. Your block should be good. He's okay.
He's not a great rebounder.
Well, he's not great.
The shot blocking isn't a big part of his game. No, he's a big that brings threes, something you're always looking for in a punt free throw, because, you know, you never have enough rebounds.
Yeah, but then he tanks your field goal percentage. And remember our whole debate about Isaiah Thomas?
Call it a tank. I mean, it hasn't been great, but it's been better lately. What is it in January? Give me his January field goal percent.
Give me 1 second. I'll look it up. But, yeah, he's at 37% for the year. I would guess, looking at it as my thing frantically loads, January he's shooting 46.8% with 42.3% from deep. Yeah, that's not going to maintain.
You know, sometimes these kids take a little while to develop, and, you know, he played, that looks like 36 games before January, and, you know, sometimes they turn a corner. I thought he turned a corner last week or the week before, you know.
And then, yeah, and then he turned the other corner back again to his normal corner.
Well, you know, it's tough on that team. You got Luol Deng.
And... Oh, my God. All right, we got to move a lot faster. yeah, this is what happens when we talk basketball. We linger too much. Let's play an edition of second-year point guards that are hot and not. Emmanuel Mudiay right now is?
It's got to be not. There's no way.
Oh, he's so hot right now. What are you talking about?
How long is right now? Hold on.
Like 3 games.
No, I'll give you 2.
I'm pulling it up now. I thought he was...
He had 22 minutes against Indiana.
He has 7 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, right. 2 steals,
well,
a block.
You like him, all right. Well, he's got a, what, at San Antonio for the 30-point challenge. Okay,
he had an 18-point, 13-assist game against the Magic, then 14-2-6 against the Lakers.
Really?
I know.
Magic and Lakers, that's what we're basing this on.
Just saying, he's hot.
Okay, and then,
all right, and then D'Angelo Russell, is he hot or not?
Probably not. Not if Ingram's scoring and Zubac's going off.
Oh, yeah, Zubac's cutting into the point guard bit. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell's off an awful game.
Okay, yeah, I see this.
Single-digit scoring in four of the last five games. Steals
It really just looks like a bad stretch.
What are
these teams we got here? We got Portland, San Antonio, Clippers, and Denver.
Clippers, San Antonio are both tough. Those are two of the tough ones. Denver's a bad game. Only played 17 minutes. Is he dealing with some sort of injury?
You know, I have no problem throwing out a buy low right now.
I don't either.
I like Steals output he had this past, you know, before that.
Yeah. All right. You want to hot or not? Jokic, is your Jokic? Is your Jokic hot or is it not hot?
It's always hot.
Oh, he's been playing phenomenal last two games. 30 points against the Magic. Oh, your same awful matchups, I know, with Moutier. Then 29 and 15 with three blocks against the Lakers. I don't know. I mean, he shot, what, 25 for 41 over those two games? That's really good.
Yeah. I mean, he's a really good offensive center. He's been chipping in some D stats. It's weird how he gets him in threes when he does.
Yeah.
But, it's been good.
He's shooting
I'm disappointed, of course.
59% this year. 59% from the field.
That's a lot of jump shots.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, he's got a bright future. Whether or not he can be a starting center on a winning team, you know, like your Cantors, and, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't trust him defensively. Like, not at all.
Yeah, Jerry's still a little bit out there. I love that he came out and they said he had this wrist issue and it panicked a lot of people. Then he comes out and has his best back-to-back games of the season.
No, he is fun to watch, though. His passing is top-notch.
Returning.
I just wish it would have worked with him and Nurkic.
I know. Well, if Nurkic gets traded to a team that needs a center, could still work.
Oh, that's just about everybody. Especially one with upside for the future.
I'm going to say not the Sixers.
Embiid, I don't know why he's a center. You don't think he could play power forward?
Can he
cover a stretch four? Okay.
Clint Capella returned after exactly a month off, played 9 minutes, was 0-3 from the field against your Heat. Your Heat upset of the year, beating the Rockets. What happened there?
Yeah, they have five guys that can still play basketball. Is what it boils down to. Oh, they got Wayne Ellington. They got six.
Oh, and the Johnsons.
Oh, yeah, six. A solid six players right now.
Johnson and Johnson. But yeah, Capella's back. You'd be sure he's owned in all your leagues, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this could get a little bit annoying. This is a bad injury. This is probably going to come back slow. And now that Montrezl shows that he can play, Nene's going to get some minutes. This could be a nasty three-headed time frame.
I know. It's kind of annoying because Nene got 24 that game. Harold got 16. I was really thinking they could just push Nene out, rest him for the playoffs.
That's not going to happen.
I know. It's stupid.
Better leadership. Tricks. He's the guy that back there screaming defense. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, here's why they lost. Eric Gordon shot 3 of 17. Yikes. Labradoodles!
they happen. I'm sure he doesn't even remember it happening.
Yeah. In this game, Dion Waiters, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, 7 of 15 from the field. Interested in Waiters at all in 12ers.
You know, I streamed him just because it was Houston. What do we got? Dallas? You know, I probably haven't dropped him yet. There's no way I'm going to hold on to him, though. He's got way too many games shooting under 30%, taking a bunch of shots. It's not fun.
Do you care about Caris LeVert at all? He's been, playing his minutes in Brooklyn's second unit, which their entire starting lineup is a second unit with how they play minutes. But he's off his best game as a pro, 14, 3, and 4, two steals, 6 of 8 shooting.
Yeah, I mean, more. It was well-rounded. Yeah, that 19-point game against Cleveland. But,
you're right.
It's going to be tough to trust. You know, it's Will they, really release him for 36 minutes a game? Well, they haven't done that for anyone on the team. Why would I think they're going to do it for him?
Yeah, especially coming off multiple slit injuries. Hard to see.
So, no, I think this is a building year for him. He probably plays 24 the rest of the way. You know, maybe it gets a little more, but it won't. It's not going to blow up.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. Not this year. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I remember that's like one of my favorite questions I got was, there was four or five Nets shooting guards out there. Which one's the best Nets shooting guard?
Oh, God.
My answer was LeVert, even though he wasn't on the list.
Yeah, I mean, he might be. We'll see how he finishes out the year.
One of the few pieces that they have that's, like, got future potential.
You're saying, Joe Harris, shooting guard of the future?
Yeah, it's not going to be him. Or, they just signed Quincy Acey. Yeah, I don't think he'll be there. I don't think he'll be there. Too many more.
Final stretch of our first segment here. It's called drama. We got drama, Slim.
Yeah, gotta stay away from the drama.
Do you care about all this Knicks
drama in the theater?
This Knicks drama, Phil Jackson and Carmella drama. Is Melo gonna be out of the Knicks uniform drama?
Is somebody gonna take him? Is that the question?
That's open ended.
I mean, that depends on contracts and everything like that. No, he's not. He'll play. He can't go somewhere else and be, the Kevin Love to somebody else's LeBron. There's no way. He won't accept that role.
I kind of don't think so either. More drama, more like injury drama for Gary Harris, so we get to yell about some more. Are you still stashing Gary Harris, Slim?
Let's see. I got two leagues that I got him, I think. Both of them, I'm waiting for that injury tag. It's early in the week, so if I need to stream, I can do it later in the week. I'm holding on right now.
Well,
this is initially they said groin, so that got me real scared. But it's an ankle, unrelated to previous injury. So I think he'll be back and he'll be strong, and I'm not too concerned.
I had you thinking about it though, so at least that's a step in the right direction on my side.
If they said it was a grade one, assuming that's the worst. Like high ankle sprain, then yeah. But, they haven't seemed to be too... I don't know, we'll see.
Last piece of drama. Did you see Draymond? Drama and... I tried to combine it, and it did not work. you see Draymond running into LeBron, and LeBron going full floppage.
Oh, no, I hope he... covered himself, I assume he did.
Oh, yeah, that was actually the name of the GIF I made, was luckily Draymond didn't go for LeBron's balls this time. it's great. You should watch it. It's he kind of goes for a hard strip, and LeBron recoils like he just got, run into by, The Rock or something.
I remember LeBron, rooting for... for him to show out with a good acting job. He was always good at that, sure.
Yeah, he's good at drama. He's good at drama.
Better than he is at comedy.
That's for sure. You didn't like the movie Trainwreck? I never saw it.
If you didn't just now tell me he was in it, I would not have known.
Okay. Looking at tonight's games, 30-point challenge time. What? Do we have any good games? Oh, your big rematch again. The Mavericks at the Heat. NBA title watch 2006. Yeah. I don't know if that year's right.
It's 7:30. I'm sure this is game.
It's the primetime game, easily.
Yep, it's gotta be.
None of these games look good in the least. I mean, maybe the Wolves-Clippers will end up being close because the Clippers have a makeshift roster, but...
Yeah, I mean, the most interesting thing is Kawhi is now 10th, so you can't pick him. That's probably the most interesting thing about the night.
Kawhi is inhuman right now. Four straight games of 30-plus points got me another point.
Oh. Yeah, you tied me up.
I know. I'm so happy. And Connor, who is tied with us now as well, he went Kyle Lowry. I don't know if he got a replacement in. I think he got a replacement in. I think it was him that said, "Oh crap, Lowry's out. I'll take D'Angelo Russell." And they said, "Strike that. I'll take no one because Russell is so bad."
Yeah. So you gave me Ingles when Hayward was out. Does that mean I got Corey Joseph?
No. Because you explicitly said in the comment. That,
I said a direct backup played, I think.
No, you said Joe Ingles explicitly. If you can find the comment, and you said, if I get a person out, does that mean I get his backup no matter what? Then maybe I'll consider it. I'll run it by the overlords.
I mean, it can't be that hard. I just got to search for Joe Ingles comments. How many of those can there be?
When he was on my REL team, I talked about him a ton, though. Yeah, unfortunately, Kyle Lowry sits, and Corey Joseph. His previous career high was 20 points, like 3 years ago, back when he did like a Spurs junk time game. And he scores 33.
I mean, you know, when this contract runs out, is he going to finally get a starting job somewhere?
I mean, I was hoping he would. You remember how much I liked him as a Spurs
backup? Yeah, I feel like it's going to be too late.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. He's from the Toronto area. Maybe he just stays there for the rest of his career, and when Kyle Lowry retires, he gets a couple years as a starter.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's what we got on tonight's slate. Not a lot of good games. We didn't go through all of them. Top 10 scorers: Westbrook, Brown, Harden, Isaiah Thomas, DeRozan, Cousins, Lillard, Durant, LeBron. And Kawhi Leonard is tied with Jimmy Butler for 10th, so you can't pick either of those. Jimmy Butler's not playing anyway, though. I am the reigning champion, and I cannot stick with the Kawhi love, huh? That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I know you want to go with your Felton.
I was thinking about it. can I get Felton and Rubio points plus assist combined for the pair?
No, but if you want to take him combined for just assists, I mean, I guess.
That would be pretty impressive.
They probably out, you know, their combined assists probably will beat their combined scoring. I'll take that.
I don't know. Felton's decent scorer. It'll be kind of close. I'm debating some options here. But I think I'm going to try to snipe him before you get him with your pick. I'm going to go John Wall against the Popcockers.
All right. You know I love going to those Phoenix games. Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with Kyrie.
Yeah, I just could see that being a plodding, slow game. I know Phoenix wants to play fast, but...
Yeah, they tend to give up a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that one. Pair of point guards.
I mean, I was debating between him and LeBron, and Tucker is at least capable.
Yeah, I've got Derrick Rose on John Wall, so plus the Knicks falling apart.
Wall's an easy pick.
All right, so be sure to make your 30-point challenge pick. Still a few months of action to go, so commenters, you still got plenty of time to catch us on the board here. Catch Connor. It's a three-way tie, 666 on the 30-point challenge board. It's a little foreboding.
Yeah, but it's you can build those points up pretty quick.
Yeah, they can come in bunches. That's for
sure. A little bit of luck. That's all it takes.
Yeah. All right, Slim. What have you been watching? What have you been watching at the movies?
Well, I told you I watched, Arrival.
Yeah, we talked about that. Did we talk about that on the podcast, or is that off air? I can't remember. I think we
talked about it a little preemptive.
Yeah.
It's fun. I enjoyed it.
You did you watch the OA yet?
No, and I got somebody else telling me they need me to watch it so they have someone to talk about it with.
I am. I'm two episodes deep. And it started a little weird. I wasn't quite sure where it was going. Had a very indie movie feel. And then it got really good at the end of the first episode.
Not knowing where it's going apparently is like a big part of it.
Yeah, agreed.
There is no foreshadowing at all, ever.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't really do any sort of preliminary research. Anyway, I'm excited.
Nope. Yeah, I need to sit down and watch that over the weekend.
All right, so I have a movie recommendation. It's a silly, goofy movie. I hope you haven't seen it and hate it already, but it just got put on Netflix. It's called Spectral.
Spectral with who?
What?
With who?
It's a small cast. It was a smaller movie that they were gonna maybe release in theaters, but then they pulled it. And I don't know what the budget was. It felt like a $10 to $15 million budget movie. The production values are phenomenal. It's a really cool, well put together movie. Plot's a little dumb. There's some dumb things. It's a dumb sci-fi action movie. But it was just, I really liked the aesthetic and sound of it. It was really cool.
Wow, four languages.
What? What do you mean four languages?
English, Russian, Romanian, Slovenian.
Yeah, this is very, very not, I mean, there was like a very, very small part of it. It was almost all in English.
So it's not a lot of reading subtitles while watching sci-fi movie.
Yeah, there's a couple sections of subtitles, very, very small. But yeah, check it out. Tell me what you think.
All right. I mean, I'm looking at these people. I recognize the vast majority of these actors.
Yeah. Like, none of them are like huge movie stars, but they assembled a decent cast, and it's just a silly, goofy movie that I thought it was well put together. It was fun to watch. Taking a quick look at the Fantasy Movie League standings. I Like Turtles winning week 7. Good job, I Like Turtles. I got second place, though, and have taken over the number one spot because Giant and the Jew asleep at the wheel. Didn't sit there. They pulled a Slim and set their lineup once and then never said it again.
What's your overall ranking?
That's a great question. I have $602 million. I'm getting close to the billion. I am 3,251st overall, which is the 84.7 percentile. Doing better than I did the season before, but still not killing it.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good, though. You had your perfect week. You got that to fall back on. Your little hole-in-one you always get to,
bring up. Like I said, they and they're not paying us for any promotion. I just like it. But I got a perfect cinema one week. It was a week where only like 14 people got it. And they were like, they sent me an email. They were like, hey, JB, do you want a free $25 movie card? I was like, okay. They just gave me a free gift card for having a perfect cinema once. It's very, very nice of them.
Nice. Didn't even have to give blood.
Exactly. So, what would be something you would give blood for that was only worth $25?
Only worth $25. I mean, the two movie tickets isn't terrible.
You'd give blood for that.
Yeah. That's. I mean, what does it take, like an hour?
Yeah, maybe. I'd probably give blood more if they could. I have really thick skin, and I don't mean that metaphorically. I'm a softy, but my skin is really thick, so they have to prick me a lot to find my veins. It's annoying. If they could find my vein the first time, and like I don't like watching it go in, I can't do that. I gotta look away. They put it in, they suck the blood out. I would be able to, but if they gotta prick me for an hour, I ain't doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I've never really had a problem. I've always, done jobs with my hands and, cut myself with razor blades and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's
oh my god.
But that kind of stuff never really. Not that big of a deal. Well, it's just pain. Pain's only in your head.
Oh my god, that took a disturbing turn. Alright, we gotta get out of here. Sorry this pod was a little shorter. It ended up being right at about 40 minutes, so not that much different than normal pods. But Slim, I hope you have a great weekend. I know you're gonna love the football title games. More importantly, you're gonna watch a ton of basketball. Check out Spectral. Let me know what you think of it. And I'll catch you next week. Have a good one, man.
All right, till next time.